I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Thursday, Democratic Republic of the Congo's National Electoral Commission announced that the country's presidential election has been delayed. The election, which was set for this Sunday, is postponed until December 30th. Global Disciples' Barry Stoner says,
there's a real hope for a new day there. You know, as the people become more and more aware of corruption and the things that have been occurring, they're ready for a change. But there's concern whether there's going to be an opportunity for that.
This latest delay comes as another hit after promises that the elections would be held by the end of 2017. Now, amid the uncertainty, have been uprisings and violence, and people have been cautioned against travel. So pray encouragement for the believers there and that they would remember that their hope lies in Christ. And in Jordan, religion plays a large role in society. A person's religion is listed on official documents like IDs. Since Jordan's official religion is Islam, a Muslim who converts to Christianity is subject to Islamic law. Therefore, leaving the Islamic faith could have repercussions. But Christians are provided the right to practice their religion. George, a Jordanian Christian, says,
if someone wants to really live as a real Christian, a true Christian, he needs really to have courage, wisdom, and patience.
If you'd like a tangible way to support them, team up with a program for theological education by extension and help provide a theological education for some of these believers there. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering an ornament made by refugees who have fled Syria's civil war. This Olive Wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.